This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Multiple explosions ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, leaving more than 200 people dead and hundreds more wounded. Dozens of foreigners, British, Dutch, and American citizens are believed to be among the dead. The first six blasts that began around 8:45 a.m. local time were coordinated. Two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The targets of the bombings were Catholic worshippers attending Easter prayers at churches in three cities and tourists. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe visited a damaged church in Colombo. He said orders have been given to find those responsible for this, and we can't allow these kinds of crimes to take place. For the next few days, the important thing is to maintain peace. Seven people have been arrested in connection with the attacks, for which no one has claimed responsibility. Several world and religious leaders condemned the deadly explosions. British Prime Minister Theresa May said attacks were truly appalling. In the U.S., President Donald Trump said Americans stand ready to help. During the traditional Easter address at the Vatican, Pope Francis conveyed sadness over the attacks, praying for the victims of such cruel violence. Exit polls in Ukraine indicate stand-up comedian Volodymyr Zelensky has won a landslide victory in Sunday's runoff presidential election over incumbent Petro Poroshenko. The polls say Zelensky, who plays a fictional president in a popular television series, won about 73% of the vote. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Egyptians voted on Sunday for a second day on whether to back constitutional amendments that could see President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi stay in power until 2030. That's the sound of the Vatican Choir during Easter services Sunday in Rome. At the end of Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis delivered his traditional address to the city and the world. While he prayed for the victims of the bombings in Sri Lanka, he also highlighted conflicts in the Mideast, Africa, and the Americas, demanding that political leaders put aside their differences and work instead for peace.
Le armi cessino di insanguinare la Libia.
He said, may conflict and bloodshed cease in Libya, where defenseless people are once more dying in recent weeks and many families have been forced to abandon their homes. I urge the parties involved to choose dialogue over force. He also warned the world was increasingly becoming resigned to the ongoing conflict in Syria. President Trump is continuing to lash out at Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report a few days after a redacted version was released to the public, calling it a total hit job. Meanwhile, the debate continued on the Sunday talk shows. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
As President Trump was heading to Easter services in Florida, tweeting the Mueller report was, quote, nothing but a total hit job, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway took to the airways.
This has been a frustrated president about an ill-conceived, illegitimate investigation from the beginning.
Not so fast, says Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee. He says the Mueller report is a roadmap for further action by Congress.
I think he basically said to us as a Congress, it's up to you to take this further with regard to obstruction and other matters that might come up.
While Cummings was on CBS's Face the Nation, Conway appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The 448-page report outlined the findings of the 22-month probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Investigators determined no one on Trump's campaign knowingly conspired with Russia. However, they declined to exonerate the president on charges that his actions obstructed justice. Armed rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo attacked an Ebola treatment facility Saturday near the city of Butembo. It happened just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.